السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا حضرت مفتياكو صاحب. I hope you are there in the best of health. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and the family with afiyat, and especially make special dua for all of us and the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam this beautiful Jum'ah morning. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ameen, ameen, jazakumullahu khairan. Ameen to those wonderful du'as. Yes, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help the Ummah and bless our beautiful Ummah. Our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my Ummah is like ghayf, like rain. And ghayf is needed rain. So my Ummah is like this beautiful, beneficial rain. And sometimes it's not known where the best part of the rain lies. لا يدرى أوله خير أم آخره. What the hadith means is respected Ummah. Is yes, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum are the best of our Ummah. But this hadith gives us hope that we can also emulate them and love them and follow them. And if we do that, we'll get those blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was with the Sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum. And this hadith also gives us hope that never give up on the Ummah. There's good always and there's good everywhere. Just look out for it and uplift it. Where there's potential, inspire it, motivate it. Where there's mistakes, just try our best to correct the Ummah lovingly and make a difference and make a change. That's why our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he who says people are ruined and everyone is destroyed and there's no good left. The hadith states that he is the one who is destroying the Ummah. فَهُوَ أَهْلَكَهُمْ. And the other rendition of the hadith is, فَهُوَ أَهْلَكُهُمْ, he is the most destroyed. The hadith teaches us to be very positive, alhamdulillah, and see the khair in the ummah of the beloved of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We were discussing one of the mighty anbiya, alayhimu salawatu min Allahi wa taslimat, and how the Qur'an al-Kareem and the hadith mubarak, hadith mubarakah, defend him, and this is none other than subhanallah, the second father to humanity, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. After Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, Hazrat Nuh is referred to as the second father. Repeated in the Quran al-Kareem 43 times, but throughout the Quran al-Kareem, among the chapters that mention him more, one is Surah Nuh 71, the other is Surah Hud, chapter under Hud alayhi salatu wasalam, Surah 11, from verses 25 onward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us how Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam worked on his people, how he motivated them, how he called them to Allah, and then how they threatened him. And then he explained to them that see, Allah has blessed me with this. You cannot see it. I can't force you. But remember, Allah is in control. Allah is one. And then they would degrade and mock Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. And they told him, وَمَا نَرَاكَ اتَّبَعَكَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ هُمْ أَرَاذِلُنَا. We see those who follow you are the worst and the downtrodden of the community. And, you know, وَمَا نَرَاكُمْ عَلَيْنَا مِنْ فَضْلٍ بَلْ نَظُنُّكُمْ كَاذِبِينَ. Oh, Nuh, I don't think you're better than anybody. I think you are but a liar. And Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said, oh my people, the fact that Allah has given me this blessing and this mercy, and it's blinded, and you are blinded towards it, I can't force you, whilst you do not like it. Oh my people, I do not want your remuneration. وَيَقُمِ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مَالًا. Allah is from whom I request my reward, and I cannot chase the believers away. So among the strategies they used with Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was that he must chase the people of Iman. As he was trying to invite the non-Muslims, those haughty ones said, chase those people away, then we will join you. Subhanallah. And this happened with Anbiya alayhim salam, where Allah tells them, you cannot chase those who are with you. But our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, there were those Sahaba radiallahu anhum who were impoverished. Some elite came and said, you know, when we come, we don't want these people here to sit. Allahu Akbar. Allah revealed the verses of the Quran al-Kareem that Umay Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wasbir nafsak ma'a alladhina yad'una rabbahum bil ghadati wal 'ashiyyi yuriduna wajha wa la ta'du 'aynaka 'anhum. Umay Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you remain patiently with those who remember Allah and seek his pleasure morning and evening. Meaning, everyone, those sahaba of yours, you stay with them and keep your gaze and attention with them. Do not send them away because some elite want to sit with you and they don't want your sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum there. So this is, subhanallah, what an amazing quality. But this is what people wanted from the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, that if the downtrodden are there, no. That's why the beauty of our deen is we have to learn to mix with people. We have to be part and parcel of the ummah and the people. Now, because those elite actually made these remarks about the sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum, Allah ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, وَإِذَا جَاءَكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِنَا, when the people of Iman come to you, O my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَقُلْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ, you must greet them. Salamun alaykum, meaning assalamu alaykum, that Allah is the giver of mercy. Now, interesting is this verse. Generally, when you are sitting and someone is passing, that person must, the person passing, the person standing must greet, and that's preferable. And if somebody is standing and another is driving past, the one driving past or going past should greet. That is preferable. But the one who emulates the sunnah, irrespective of his state of sitting or standing or whatever, he will always aspire to greet first, irrespective of whether the other greets or not. But here in this ayah, Allah Ta'ala is saying, when such people come to you, O my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are sitting, they're coming to you, you must greet them. Taqul salamun alaykum. The greatest of Allah's creation is being told to greet everyone, even those who sometimes the society look down upon them. No, don't do that. Because the wealth of this world does not make one superior or inferior, or one's color, or one's race, or one's nationality or background. So here they say this to Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam also. And Nuh alayhi salam said, see, I cannot chase any of Allah's creation. وَمَا أَنَا بِطَارِدِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. And then he kept on working on them. And then he tried hard. And then they said, oh, Nuh, you're arguing with us too much. Every time you're coming to us, فَأَكْثَرْتَ جِدَالَنَا. And your argumentativeness and your debates with us is not stopping. Now what you said, if we don't change will happen, let it happen. Bring it on. So Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam said, see, I cannot bring it on. Allah is the being who does as he wants. Allah will bring whatever he wants to bring. And I can only advise you. And he says, and my advice also cannot benefit you if I want to, if Allah Ta'ala doesn't want it to happen. To Allah is all of your return. And then different, subhanAllah, advices Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam gave them. They turn to Allah. You'll see the blessings Allah will give you. Just by turning to him, by worshipping him alone, you'll see there'll be, in Surah Nuh, also Allah Ta'ala tells them, Allah will bless you with blessings in your farms, in the rain, in your children. Allah will give you gardens. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ jannat, beautiful gardens. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ anhara. And you would say, oh my people, please respect Allah. مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. Don't you have some awe for Allah who created you in these stages and these levels that you have? From infancy to a toddler, and then you've grown up. Who takes care of you in every one of these stages? And when we grow old, Allah is the being. Let's turn to him. Have respect for Allah. Anyway, then Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam tried so hard, and they were not prepared to change. So wahy came to Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. إِنَّهُ لَيُؤْمِنَ مِنْ قَوْمِكْ إِلَّا مِنْ قَدْ آمَنَ. Now no one is going to change, except those who brought iman already. Besides that, nobody else. So do not become despondent for what they have done. And Allah says to Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, now you construct this ark under our supervision, bi'ayunina wa wahyina, under our revelation. And do not address me concerning those who are zalim, the oppressors. Verily, they will be drowned. And Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam was now constructing the ark and manufacturing this ark that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to build. And now every time they would go by, and as he was manufacturing this beautiful big ark, they started mocking at him. Subhanallah. Things like, oh Noah, yesterday you was a prophet, like you preaching to us. Now you've left that job, you took another employment. Now you want to become a carpenter. You know, they found everything derogatory and they said it. You know, so Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam persevered. But something interesting in this verse that we should remember, this is in verses 36 and so forth. Wahi came to Hazrat Nuh that now no one else will bring iman. Now remember, after giving da'wat for 950 years, now finally he's told that now they're not going to change. That's when Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam said, Allah, if they're not going to change, then Allah, you sort them out. Because I don't want this ways of theirs to carry on in the forthcoming generations. Because what they were doing was, when they would die before their deathbed or when they were old, they would call their children and their offspring and carry them and bring them. See ya. See this man here. Don't ever listen to him. So they were trying to inherit their kufr, you know, to their progeny. That was when Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam said, oh my Allah, you sort them out. You destroy them. And don't spare them. Oh Allah, forgive me, my parents, and those who enter my home. But Mufassirin explain, my home here means my masjid with iman, and forgive all the believers, male and female. So something interesting here is the beauty of the masjid, the protection of Allah in the masajid. And number two is, Hazrat Nuh did not just curse his people that we sometimes like to make known. Oh, Noah just cursed his people. There's no such thing that Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam bore such patience in striving, you know, for Allah's sake and working on his people. He only uttered words that, Allah, now you sort them out. When he was told that they're not going to change, then he said, ya Allah, if you want me to carry on, I'll carry on. But if these people are not going to change, ya Allah, you remove them and change the situation so I can work on the next generation. So sometimes we quote reports just that are flowery, that, oh, you know, the story of the pots, and now he's told to make pots. And now when he's making the pots, then he's told to destroy the pots. And now he destroys the pots and he starts to cry. And why are you crying? No, because I'm, you know, feeling hurt. And then he's told, see, now you want me to destroy my creation and you think I like it. There's no such report. This report and reports the like of this is disrespect to Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. When the Quran is clear that he made sincere effort on his people and he never ever gave up. And when he was told that now, لَن يُؤْمِنَ مِن قَوْمِكَ إِلَّا مَن قَدْ آمَن, only those who brought iman will now, you know, remain, but others are not going to change. When he had that surety, then he said, ya Allah, then you take it to another stage and let us carry on with the next generation. That's what we learn from this incident of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. So us respecting the Anbiya alayhi wassalam is really pertinent and important. These are the best of people. And I would implore you, let's remember the Anbiya in also when we send salutations, subhanallah, because that would bring a great benefit to us in this way, that the Anbiya would say to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, our own ummahs forgot us, but oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your ummah never forgot us. Your ummah never forgot us. That's why on Judgment Day, the report, the hadith is clear, that Anbiya also will be called forth, and their people will say, ya Allah. Anbiya would be asked, you gave them the da'wah? They would say, yes. And the people would say, that no, he never gave us the message. So Anbiya alayhi salam would be asked, who is your witness that you gave the da'wah and you conveyed the message? And imagine Anbiya would say, we call upon the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they would bear testimony for us. And this ummah will be called, and this ummah will be asked, that do you testify that Anbiya conveyed the message? And subhanAllah, this ummah would testify. Imagine how special. The greatest of people are calling upon this ummah to speak out for them on Judgment Day. And this ummah would speak out for Anbiya alayhi salawatu min Allahi wa taslimat. And then this ummah would be asked, but how do you know that they conveyed? And the ummah would say, Allah, you've told us in the Quran. That's why we have to defend and love the Anbiya alayhim as-salawatu min Allah wa at-taslimat. Every Nabi of Allah, every one of them, and especially our Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who Allah chose as the paragon of his creation, as the best of the best, such a Nabi of Allah. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ. Allah took this pledge with all the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, that I gave you my book, my wisdom, my message, the mission that you're sent with. But then every Nabi is told, when he comes, the final Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and if he is to come in your time, O respected Nabi of Allah, you would support him, help him, believe in him, aid him, back him. لَتُؤْمِنُ النَّبِي وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهُ قَالَ أَأَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكُمْ إِصْرِي قَالُوا أَقْرَرْنَا قَالَ فَاشْهَدُوا وَأَنَا مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. Every Nabi of Allah was told. And then a pledge was made with the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, and they all agreed to this testimony that they told about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they are the supporters of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even if Hazrat Musa and Hazrat Isa were in my time, لَمَا وَسِعَهُمْ إِلَّا اتِّبَاعِي, they would also have to follow me sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there's reports. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there's no person of the past, مَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْأُمَمْ مَا مِنْ رَجُلٍ مِنَ الْأُمَمْ إِلَّا وَدَّ أَنَّهُ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every person in the past would wish, O my ummah, subhanallah, see this hadith, how beautiful. مَا مِنْ رَجُلٍ مِنَ الْأُمَمْ إِلَّا وَدَّ أَنَّهُ مِنَّا أَيَّتُهَا الْأُمَّةِ. O my ummah, Hazrat Jabir's hadith, there isn't a man in the past umam except that he would wish that he is from us, O my ummah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling his ummah that every ummah of every Nabi wanted to be from my ummah. Then the hadith states, مَا مِن نَبِيٍ كَذَّبَهُ قَوْمُهُ إِلَّا وَنَحْنُ شُهَدَاؤُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَنَّهُ قَدْ بَلَّغَ رِسَالَةَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَنَصَحَ لَهُمْ. There isn't a Nabi of Allah who was denied and belied and rejected by his people, except that we will testify on Judgment Day, O my Ummah, that Nabi of Allah conveyed the message of Allah to his people, and with sincerity, نَصَحَ لَهُمْ, advocated the truth to them. So we have to defend and love all the Anbiya alayhim as-salawatu min Allahi wa taslimat. And also let's remember, we have the Qur'an, and the Qur'an tells us the truth. The Qur'an was not distorted or changed. It's perfect, pure, pristine in its original form. How fortunate are we to have this, my respected brothers and sisters and elders. Subhanallah. Unlike the previous books that has defamed these great people, sadly. Inshallah, one of the discussions we will discuss why this has happened and what was the trick and the purpose of the devil when enticing people to add to the books. What was the purpose and the agenda behind it when such great people were falsely alleged, and defamed in such horrendous ways, like in Genesis chapter 9, verse 21. Here it mentions, then he drank of wine and was drunk. Now the verses continue, showing so much of disrespect to such a great person. And the verses before that is about Ham, Sam, Yafet. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about the sons of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, Ham, Sam, and Yafet. Ham, Shem, here in the Bible, in verse 18, and Japheth in Arabic, as our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught, Ham, Sam, Yafet. And then what it says, Allah Ta'ala rescued them. Allah rescued Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam and his ummah. Because those who had brought iman, they were rescued and they were saved, and they were told to go into the ark. Allah Ta'ala rescued them in the ship. And then Subhanallah, it was only them who was spared. But whoever, that's why everyone on the, everyone after that are from the offspring of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam and his son Ham, Sam, Yafit. Then there's one son who Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam made an effort on, and this is also in Surah Hud. He says, "Come, come with us, oh my son." And you know, you can't do this. So he says, "No, I know what to do. I'll sort out my issue." So Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said, "You see, no one, la asim al yawma min amri Allah illa man rahim. None can get saved from Allah's decision except those who Allah showers His mercies upon. Ya bunayyir, come ma'ana. Come, oh my beloved son. Get along with us." He said, "No, I'm going to take resort in the mountain." Now, shockingly, in this verse of Genesis 31, after Allah saved them, then he drank of wine and was drunk and became uncovered in his tent. So it falsely accuses him that he was basically fully stark naked. And then his son saw this, and then his Uzu tried to cover him. And then they very, very disrespectful. In the disrespectful verses concerning the Anbiya alayhi salawatu min Allahi wa taslimat. This is totally unfair and uncalled for. And subhanallah, accusing a Nabi of Allah. Allah helped the believers, and now this is accusing him that he came out of the ark and he drank himself. Silly, we'll never ever believe such lies against Nabi alayhi salam. But when you take one Nabi of Allah, and what this book says about them, we realize that definitely this is satanic influence to make people, entice them to do the wrong, and then justify it that the greatest of people did it. So it's fine. This is what Shaitan wants people to do. Do the wrong, and then the Bible is backing it, so it's fine. And sometimes it portrays that the follower becomes more righteous than the person himself. We'll see in the incident of other Anbiya alayhim as-salawatu min Allahi wa taslimat as well. And then also how the Qur'an al-Kareem defends them. Like today you will hear and you read in Surah Al-Kahf, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَأَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى. Allah Ta'ala tells us about Anbiya alayhim as-salam. That we will narrate the story of the youth of Kahf to you truthfully. بالحق. With truth we will tell you the story. Why? Because the previous books changed the correct incident. So the Quran al-Kareem is muhaymin, in control, in charge. Quran corrects the mistakes and brings the true information. The information that is correct, we will find in the Quran al-Kareem. So we implore one and all to learn the Quran and the Sunnah and invite each other, invite humanity to Islam. We have the best, share it with the rest, share it with the whole world. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.